It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David, the New York Times is reporting that President Biden has told a key ally that he knows he may not be able to salvage his candidacy unless he can convince the public in the coming days that he is up for the job. This is following that debate performance last week. The White House and his Biden's campaign have been really dug in this week, saying that he's still up for it. So this is the first indication, as the New York Times reports, that the president is seriously considering that he might not be able to move forward. This ally emphasizes that he is still all in on his candidacy as of now, but he's acknowledging that some of the appearances that he has coming up, he's hitting the campaign trail in Wisconsin, for example. He has an interview scheduled later this week with ABC News. He's acknowledging that if those do not go well, that he might not be able to move forward. And that's from the New York Times.
So that's a CNBC report on the New York Times reporting that President Joe Biden has told a key ally he's weighing whether to continue in the race. I'm just going to be honest with you folks. I don't believe anything that isn't sourced directly with a quote from someone when I can see the words coming out of their mouth. Very easy to plan stories. Very easy for maybe the New York Times is absolutely reporting everything that a key ally told them, but maybe the key ally made it up. I don't know what's happening. I don't trust anything, but I do know that there is smoke swirling around this situation with Joe Biden post-debate. Wow. I didn't know you were going to pull the actual sound. Is this our conversation from last week? Cut two?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to this from last
Does
week.
Does the debate winner matter? That's our YouTube poll for today. 250 votes, 58% say yes.
Woo.
42 say no, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
I'm kind of surprised by that. I thought it'd be more decisive. We'll find out next time we're on the air. We'll know who won.
Yeah, we definitely know who lost. I think that that's definitely what we gleaned from the debate. 58% said that it would matter, correct?
Yes.
So 42% of the people thought, we'll do the debate. The debate will happen. Trump people will say positive Trump things and negative Biden things. And Biden people will say positive Biden things and negative negative Trump things. It's not really what happened.
No. And I think those 42% were saying that because they believed that Joe Biden would be able to step over the bar that was buried in the ground. And instead, he went out there and dug his grave underneath it and laid beneath the bar.
Yeah. Get the metal detector out. Where is this thing? It's a disaster, and it's not surprising. I mean, I think what we all, like, if you were surprised by what happened on Thursday, what you thought was going to be sped up Joe, mm-hmm. State of the Union Joe. I can't get over the Chris Coons. I can't remember who. I think it was on a Fox. It might have been on one of the other networks after the State of the Union. And he was like just singing Joe Biden's praises as to how much energy that guy has. And we're like, yeah, we could tell. It was condensed into about 2 hours. And we haven't seen that anywhere else at all. Now, here's J.B. Pritzker. I know everybody wants to know what he thinks about
no,
anything.
Nobody said that. There was, you know, again, we had a call the other day, yesterday, actually, in which people just expressed that they wanted to hear more from the president, that they certainly were concerned about the debate performance, but they just want to make sure that this is the right direction and that the president reassures them. I have not heard any of the governors express that, you know, he's not the right guy. It's just that I think there are questions that got raised by that debate. And hopefully that's just a one-off situation that the president can rectify by letting everybody know, once again, all the great things that he's done for working families across America.
Oh, yeah, shut up.
As if you would know. I'm taking J.B. Pritzker's word for it. White House spokesman Andrew Bates disputed the New York Times report, that clip that we played earlier here from CNBC talking about how that key ally is saying he's mulling his options. Andrew Bates said the claim is absolutely false. If the New York Times had provided us with more than 7 minutes to comment, we would have told them so. So they're saying, no, that's not it. There's no reality where the Biden campaign comes out and says, yeah, we're really considering if we could really win this thing. Because do you know what happens to fundraising dollars? Should they come out and say that? I need like an anvil cartoon sound right before it crashes into the bottom. Here's the deal. If Kamala Harris takes over the ticket and becomes the nominee, then the funds that were raised for the Biden-Harris ticket, she can use. If it's not Kamala Harris, that becomes much, 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 yeah. much, much more difficult. Our YouTube poll for today is, if Biden exits the race, who is his replacement? You have two choices, America. Kamala Harris or someone else? Because everybody's dancing around the Kamala Harris question right now. And there's some people who are trying to talk about how, oh, you know, she's not that bad. It's not Kamala Harris is not what she's been made out to be. And then there are people who know that she polls worse than Joe Biden, although I should say that that's changed now. She's polling a little bit better her approvals are a little bit better than Joe Biden's. I think that Joe Biden's tanking approvals have something to do with that. There are a lot of people who are saying right now that it is time for Joe Biden to exit the race. I don't know why these people are so shocked about the state that Joe Biden was in. You can take the debate performance out and string together a dozen pieces of context that have taken place in the last 2 to 3 months, and it's the same picture. It's not different.
Yeah, you talked about this. We would have audio cuts, and you said you would just put this into the pile of, here's Joe Biden being a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. You know, and we would just set these over here and people would hear them and we just set them over here. But you just said it just adds up and adds up and adds up.
We have people on the Biden side of the aisle, the Democrats now, saying, we need to really look at what's taking place here.
The dam is breaking, Jake. Top Democratic leaders, former administration officials, current administration officials, major donors are all telling us privately, and now we're hearing it publicly, that they think that President Biden needs to step aside for the good of the party, for the good of the country. A couple of things they're saying. They do not think the debate was just a one-off event. They think that there is a health problem. They also say you cannot unsee the debate. They're worried, obviously, because of Donald Trump, who they see as an existential threat to democracy. But they're also worried about down ballot races, losing the House and the Senate.
So that's Jamie. Is it Gangle on CNN? Yeah. I don't know all the CNN correspondents. Sorry. But we do want to give them a voice here. Let people know what the other side is thinking. And if you're on the other side, we definitely want to hear that other side of the perspectives that are out there. You know, people are saying one of two things. It has to be Kamala, or it can't possibly be Kamala. Let's listen to Tim Ryan. You remember Tim Ryan from Ohio? What did he do? He ran for Senate and lost or something like that. Didn't he lose against J.D. Vance?
J.D. Vance, yep. That's a shame.
Former Congressman Tim Ryan was talking about the what next question.
Well, we all saw the debate on Thursday. I mean, you can't ignore it. You can't ask people to unsee what they saw. Not only did they watch it in real time.
I'm going to interject here, Representative, if I might. What do you mean you can't ask people to unsee what they saw? That's literally, literally what the White House has been telling us to do. I mean, it's what they told us to do.
Yeah. Cheap fakes. You didn't see anything. You had a cold. You didn't see anything. It's nothing to see here.
Yes. Leslie Nielsen, take a seat. Good grief. You can't ask people to not see what they've seen. You've been doing that, dare I say, for 3 years.
Yes. And that's why people are so... so surprised.
Yes, which is stupid. You shouldn't be surprised. You should be paying attention.
No, and I think that's why the media is flipping out the way they're flipping out now, because they realize, oh no, our credibility is on the line.
It's the most BS thing of this whole ordeal, which is people who are now leaking things or reporting things because they're going to look like they were holding the bag because they were holding the bag.
Yeah.
The whole time.
So many people have personal experiences with their parents, their grandparents. They know what the aging process looks like. And that person on the stage there was not capable of governing the United States of America, being in those difficult meetings, being in those difficult situations. And so I think we have to recognize that as quickly as possible, rip the Band-Aid off. We have a great vice president who has 3.5 years of seasoning in the highest levels of government. She would be a great campaigner, energize our base. So many of the different aspects of the Democratic coalition would be super excited about a Kamala Harris run. And we should get behind her and take the campaign to Donald Trump and get this country back where it needs to be.
OK, so there is Tim Ryan, loser Tim Ryan. That's what Donald Trump would say. He lost his last race to a Republican. That seat went to J.D. Vance, singing the praises of Kamala Harris and saying she's the one who can do this. She's the rightful person. Anthony Weiner was on a podcast, and I don't know who the other individual was because it wasn't on. I think this is the clip that I sent you. But he's talking with a black man who I perceive to be somebody who's maybe on the right side of the aisle. And they're talking about this issue of what happens next. And again, J.B. Pritzker and Anthony Weiner in the same conversation here in the same segment. You're like, Andy, what did we do to you? But you need to know what the people are saying. Listen to the enthusiasm here in this clip.
The Democrats throw out Joe Biden, or he steps back, who's the toughest opponent against Donald Trump, do you think?
No one. He's going back to the White House.
I don't know, toughest. Who do you think is toughest? Who would be the one that you'd be like, all right, I'm a little worried about that one?
There is no Democrat out there that I'm worried about.
What about Oprah?
Oprah would never, first of all, her skeletons would come out.
This is a little bit of a silly conversation. You know, I think the only person who would be able to coalesce the party in any way had to be someone on the ticket, so it had to be probably Kamala Harris. Because she
laughing like the vice president.
Well, she outperforms Biden among blacks, among young people. All his weaknesses, Kamala Harris does better with.
Listen, to the producers of this program, when you don't have any talking points, they should just cancel the show.
He's like, Anthony Weiner, is it his show?
I think so. This is the first time. I didn't even realize he had a show.
Yeah, this just in. Now we know. Everyone's going to run out and subscribe. But his guest is like, Trump wins. There's no Democrat. There's nobody out there. Trump's going back in. It ain't Kamala Harris. It ain't Oprah either. Why are we having this conversation? It would have been better left unsaid. This conversation would be better for the listeners had they not had anything to listen to. He's not taking Kamala Harris seriously either. I do think that the Republicans could miss the mark, could not stay on message, and could fumble this ball at the 5-yard line. I absolutely don't think the Republicans have already won the race. I won't believe it until probably a few weeks after Donald Trump is sworn back in.
Yeah.
That's just the way these things go. But right now, here, let's see here. Do you have any clips on here of any recent comments Donald Trump has made?
I don't.
Do you know why?
Because he hasn't said anything.
Because he's keeping his trap shut. Good job, Donald Trump. Good job. Yes. More of less. Keep doing that. Do not get in the way of any of this. The poop show that is the Democrat Party right now, leave that be. Campaign contributions in kind right now. Let Joe Biden's meltdown, which, do I feel sorry for the elderly man? No, no. Because if you were paying attention earlier on, you knew this in 2020. Do you remember when Joe Biden was campaigning from his basement? And do you remember when he was talking to James Corden and Joe Biden, like a doof, picks up this picture frame? It's got glass on it and it shows the setup that's right there. And you can see the whole rig is up there. There's a teleprompter that's right next to it. I don't know what was all being written on the teleprompter, but the idea that Joe Biden was leaning on, you know, the people who are just like us, James Corden,
they don't. Joe Biden wasn't campaigning for to represent you. He was campaigning to rule you. And he was doing it on the behalf of a coalition group of people who were so fearful of what Donald Trump would do in a second term that they lied their way through it. They worked to deceive you and they got people in on it. And you can tell they got people in on it because the media across the board right now, I got CNN clip after CNN clip. I've got MSNBC clips. Scott Jennings on freaking CNN. He's the big winner here.
Yeah.
Because people are tuning into CNN right now to be like, what are they saying? And Scott Jennings is saying respectable conservative things with a pretty good clip right now. And we're like, who's that guy on CNN? I didn't even know he was there because you had to find CNN on your channel list to figure out how to tune in the first place. Everything that is happening right now in the media, the leaks, the people who are lamenting. I mean, look at the sadness in their eyes when they're talking about all of a sudden this week, this Independence Week, they're all of a sudden referring to Joe Biden might not be up for the job. They're sad. Do you know why they're sad? Because they're freaking biased. Because this sucks for them politically. They don't care about Joe Biden. If they cared about Joe Biden, they would have handled this situation and reported it before, for whatever godforsaken reason, the Democrat Party decided to go with the guy who wasn't winning in the primary, coalesce around him, and put him in the place. They chose him. They anointed him. The Democrats did this to Joe Biden, and Jill Biden, the worst wife in America, was like, yeah, I'm for it. First lady? Heck yeah. Now you've got Jill Biden and Hunter Biden surrounding Joe Biden, trying to advise him to stay in. That's what the reports are saying. Oh, who needs all the first lady treatment and the pardons? There they are, standing around Joe Biden, telling him, here, you know, eat your pudding and relax. Everything will be okay. Is it elder abuse? You're gosh darn right, it's elder abuse. But it's not new. It isn't new. And if you and I have been paying attention to this whole time going, guys, what are they doing? You sit here and you say, this isn't right, but this isn't newly not right. This is well-established elder abuse. It's been happening for a long time. And these people were willing to put freedom, liberty, and justice in the hands of Joe Biden so they could retain power. It's un-American. I dare say it borders on treason. So forgive me while I don't join the tearful, oh, it's just so sad to see that this is happening. The people on the left-leaning, agenda-driven media right now are out there saying that it's very sad. They have this very dark and sad dirge of an attitude about them because the game is about to change. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden sitting around advising Joe Biden, you need to stay in this race. What's Kamala doing right now? Because she is the person who is supposed to have been in locked arm, lockstep with Joe Biden this whole time. We've listened to Kamala Harris echo the sentiments of Jill Biden. We've listened to Kamala Harris tell us over and over and over again how capable Joe Biden is this whole time. Remember, this is not new information. Kamala Harris has been on the front lines of deceiving you so that they could retain power. And it just turns out, I don't think that Joe Biden's clock is going to outlast this election. I don't know what's going to happen to him, but mentally he's obviously not capable of doing the job. We have threats on our embassies in Europe, across the world right now. The world is on fire with Russia and Ukraine. The world is on fire with Gaza and Israel and Hezbollah and Iran at the behest of all of it. And our well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory out for the entire world to see last week. We've got terror levels being raised this week. This isn't a coincidence. We're weak and everybody knows it. And Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, Kamala Harris have all subsidized getting us to this point. They've invested in it and they deceived you in the process. And now the media is saying, oh, crap, we're going to look like terrible people and self-serving reporters. We better turn on a dime here and change the narrative. Yeah, we see you. We know exactly what's happening.
I can't think of a better person to talk to about all of this than Joe Concha. And he's going to be with us when we come back. Our friend here on the Annie Fry Show, Fox News contributor and author of a book, Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. It's available this July. So, like, get it now. Joe Concha on the Annie Fry Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And speaking about stakes, you just came out of a fundraiser. We know that many in your party have expressed concerns about President Biden's health. Just this morning, Congressman Doggett said that he's calling on President Biden to withdraw from the race, given that there's too much at stake to risk a Trump victory. What's your response to this?
Look, Joe Biden is our nominee. We beat Trump once, and we're going to beat him again. Period.
Are you ready to lead the country if necessary?
I am proud to be Joe Biden's running mate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
All right, Joe, I've been thinking about talking to you for a little bit here, because if anybody has been watching Joe Biden the way you have, I got to talk to him. Thank you for being with us today. What is your take on this moment in history right now with our president?
Unprecedented, right? I mean, with Lyndon Baines Johnson back in the 60s, wasn't alive then, but I read enough about it. He decided not to run again because he was in poor health physically, not mentally, but physically, and Vietnam just had worn him down completely, and he just didn't see a path forward for himself. So he kind of surprised a lot of people when he said he wasn't running again. Here, you have a president's own party now attempting to execute a coup, a mutiny against a man that they knew was in this mental shape for years and denied it, or called videos literally showing him falling upstairs, off bikes, on stages, talking about uncles being eaten by cannibals, 9% inflation when he came into office, driving an 18-wheeler, getting arrested, trying to see Nelson Mandela, all these things they said weren't happening. Cheap fakes, manipulated, edited. So they are so boxed in. They are so, I can't use the word, but effed, I guess I can use at this point.
We hear it.
Because there's not going to be a Gavin Newsom or a Gretchen Whitmer or a Michelle Obama coming to the rescue, because this little thing called money, and there are hundreds of millions of dollars that the Biden-Harris campaign has raised that only a Biden-Harris ticket can use, or only a Harris fill-in-the-blank ticket can use. You can't transfer it to someone else or another campaign. So Kamala is your gal now. And I'm not even going to well, Biden resigned a couple days ago. I was thinking maybe he would hold on. But now, no, the dam has broken. Kamala will have to be the nominee. And boy, people really don't even know her, Annie. That's the whole thing, because she barely does any interviews or anything like that. But I saw the movie in 2019 where she was considered a front runner, and nobody on the Democratic side liked her. Authenticity problem, cackling problem, and you have no idea where her moral compass is, basically on anything except for abortion.
No. You know, I was just thinking yesterday that any Trump PAC out there looking to dump some money and some advertising buy should just saturate the environment with Kamala Harris talking and laughing.
Yes.
That's all they have to do. They don't even have to put Trump on it. Just Kamala, 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 that you never, ever want to see her again. What a campaign that would be.
I'm glad you brought that up, because Donald Trump, you may have noticed, he's not saying anything.
Yes.
He has been so disciplined to this point. In these 6 days, the old Trump, I think, would have spiked the football and made himself part of this story somehow, or then the media, of course, would say how cruel he's being, how unpresidential he's being. He ain't saying a word. And what that tells me, Annie, is that the people he has around him during this campaign, this time around, he trusts them, mm-hmm. and he knows that they're giving him good advice to the point where he's accepting that advice. So Trump has been a genius throughout this whole thing. But yeah, Kamala Harris, Commander-in-Chief, run every ad in every state, just put Trump's name on the end, and most Democrats can't even stomach that. That's certainly for sure. I saw that CNN poll out yesterday that showed she polls better than Biden, Buttigieg, Gavin Newsom, and Gretchen Whitmer, but she still loses to Trump. But that would be the high water mark, because once she starts talking, you're going to see that her brain is broken as well. Mm. She's not suffering from any sort of mental acuity problems as far as I know, but that's a different kind of broken brain, because anytime she speaks outside of a teleprompter, you have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah, didn't she say, like, when she was asked, I can't remember the specifics of the story, you know, she was given the border, that went well, but then she was talking about traveling overseas, maybe to Europe or something, and she's like, I haven't gone to a lot of places. Like, this is, we can use her own words to advocate why anybody would be better than Kamala.
Yeah, border, border, border. You hammer her on that, and then remember, it's not just about Biden or about Harris. The Democratic brand yep. is broken, right? I mean, these are the people who told you, let's spend billions upon billions of dollars while we have high inflation, and then call that act the Inflation Reduction Act by spending more money.
It's pretty arrogant to think you can get away with that, don't you think?
Oh, of course. And they did, because Joe Manchin actually was duped by it somehow. So we finally voted for it. And also, as far as crime, hey, let's have all these district attorneys who don't want to enforce the law. Remember, they were about defunding the police just 4 years ago. And so that became unpopular. We talked about the border, Hunter's terrorists coming across that border. And they're the party of war also, by the way, you know, as far as like Ukraine and the billions going there for that stalemate. So, yeah, even you put, no matter who you put in here, that is your platform. That is your record. And you, if it's Harris, then it's the Biden-Harris record. You take Joe Biden out, that's still your record, Kamala.
Yeah.
And I think, boy, wouldn't it be delicious seeing a Trump-Kamala debate? I would. Oh, man. You think the Biden one went bad?
Oh, man.
Ooh, Nelly.
Yeah, it'll be something to see. We'll be front row seats for that. Fox News contributor Joe Concha with us right now. We've talked about Joe Biden. We've talked about Kamala Harris. You brought up Donald Trump. It's an incredible point to talk about how disciplined he is. But the thing that is really chafing me this week is the jaw-dropping and the sadness, the tear that you see in Van Jones' eyes on CNN. And I actually kind of like listening to Van Jones. I don't have as much animosity towards him as I have towards a lot of these other people.
I'm with you.
There's so much dishonesty in the sadness that's coming out of these other networks. Like, this is brand new information that Joe Biden has been struggling. They've been in on it. They're part of it. They are as guilty of selling America and people who only watch the news at airports down this line of thinking that Joe Biden is the rightful guy. When somebody else is clearly driving this car, the media doesn't know what to do with themselves right now because they're part of the actual problem.
I'll use the term again. They are so effed as well. I mean, it was one thing with Russia collusion and the Steele dossier and bounties on U.S. troops and Trump's ignoring it because it's being carried out by the Russians and using tear gas at Lafayette Park across the White House to tear gas protesters. All these things that have been disproven. We got finite time, but I could give you at least 40 examples. And somehow they still had, I don't say some credibility, but those were slightly ambiguous things that to the average American might be a little kludgy. This was literally what you're seeing and what you're hearing are actually not happening. They actually went down that road to try to protect this man. And then they feign all this outrage or this shock when what happened at that debate when we've seen the tapes for years. I mean, when I wrote my book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency, I wrote that in 2021 and 2022. And I was just like, this guy is gone. And if you said that, well, you were either an ageist or you were engaging in promoting cheap fake videos. And boy, don't they look stupid now. Did you play, please tell me you play this, the Scarborough clip where he's saying, if you can't handle this, well, go F you.
Yeah.
This is the best Joe Biden we have ever seen. Oh, play that over and over. Like,
somebody
my
check
new
on Joe Scarborough.
Said, you know, Joe?
Somebody check on those two over there. What an awkward place to be.
He hasn't been in. He hasn't been in all week. And you can't say, well, he's on vacation. It's a holiday week. Well, why is Mika there and he's not if they're on vacation? That's his wife. So I think I think when he called for Biden to, you know, step down, he didn't say it, but he basically implied it, that audience is not going to handle that very well. So I think he was told, take a couple of days off and let this cool over. But boy, the irony around Scarborough is he and Mika helped get Trump elected in 2016. Mm. They put him on. Do you know how many times they had him on? 41 times, most of the time by phone, right? And Matt Taibbi, who was writing for Rolling Stone at the time, he called them like a bunch of brown nosers and they should be embarrassed themselves. He goes, if I ever interviewed somebody the way they did, I would take a cyanide pill afterwards. That's what Taibbi said, right? So they helped get him elected. Then the audience turned on them, so they went total 180 in terms of then being the most anti-Trump voices on the network, somehow made everybody forget what they did. And now, oh, this is so great. And Brian Stelter, great job, you too, buddy. Oh, you hear what he said on CNN a couple days ago? What is he doing on that network, by the way? Did they fire him?
It's really weird. It's like going back and asking for a date after you've been told seven times this is over. And you're like, just one more date? And they're like, yeah. Fine, free meal. Let's go.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, between him, Tubin's on there all the time. Still, Jeffrey, you're going to make any analysis. I want to see hands at all times. All right. I got to see that.
It's all I think about when I hear his name.
Right?
It's all I hear about.
They gave him the shaft. Yes. Anyway. But there's Stelter on there saying, well, the difference in that debate was we had a compulsive liar versus somebody who tells the truth all the time but is incoherent. Tells the truth all the time. Biden, the guy who said no troops died under his watch. That was the biggest whopper I've ever heard in any debate. So, yeah, they're all beclowning themselves, and it's just delicious to watch. And every time I'm asked to do an interview, I'm like, yes, please. Like, I'm outside my daughter's play right now. We're about to go in. She's doing High School Musical, even though she's only 10. And I'm like, they're like, Annie wants you to come on the show. I'm like, yes.
Thank you.
I will do this from the parking lot if I have to, because I want to talk to my girl.
I appreciate that, Joe. We love your fire and your passion. And I was thinking, like, the amount of connections that you have in different different media, from working in print and working in, you know, obviously digital and television and with different networks. What are we about to see happen for these next 120 so days as we're marching towards this election? Like, what does this look like? Because I feel like it can't be status quo because it's such a shift to the paradigm right now.
Chaos. You're going to see absolute chaos. And if Trump stays disciplined, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does his rallies, that's fine. But he's shown it. I mean, it's weird. Like, during his campaign events, for the most part, he's a happy warrior, you know? And he's running on optimism, which is a big deal. So they would love to pivot back to Trump as much as possible. But I think he gets the game now. Like, okay, no, I'm going to let that Democrats be front and center. Wait till Chicago and that Democratic National Convention. Because if Biden steps down and then they decide they want to have an open convention, they say, okay, Kamala, this is yours to lose. We're going to leave it up to the delegates and superdelegates. You know, the party that wants to save democracy basically is saying, hey, screw you, voters. We'll decide who your candidate's going to be. Oh, I love it.
In Illinois, my home state, exactly where you go to do those types of things. I think it was a well-placed. Yeah.
Oh, Annie, why would they hold this in Chicago?
The only thing I could think of, maybe Michigan, Wisconsin-ish, and Chicago is friendly. I've always said that Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee, and I've always said that Michelle was, and I thought, what better place to do it than Chicago? I hope I'm wrong about the second part.
Well, again, I mean, I guess if they want to put her in and then just fundraise from there from scratch, but Michelle Obama argument remains the same. Look, she hasn't worked in 20 years.
Yeah.
And once you peel off this onion and you hear her policy on inflation, for example, and how she's going to lower that, and violent crime in American cities, and the border, and immigration, and foreign policy, and all of that, you know, it's all foam and no beer. So I think we still have the serious problems that we had. And yeah, wow, she's like Oprah. Well, I'm sorry. This country isn't in the mood for Oprah right now. They're in the mood for somebody who could actually fix things.
Yeah.
And just because Michelle, and by the way, if the Obama legacy is so great and everybody's so nostalgic for it, how exactly did Donald Trump win in 2016?
It's a good question.
Because that was a referendum on Obama, right? That people screamed for change. They were sick of the establishment and status quo. And that's why Trump won. So I don't even think the Obama name is all that great. I think she has the best chance, but I don't think she wants any part of this. I still believe that.
I hope so. I hope you're right. Last question I'm going to squeeze in here. Do you know if Kamala Harris were to remain on the ticket as the vice president and somebody else be the president on the next ticket, would she be able to keep that money?
I have no idea. I'm not going to pretend I know the answer to that, because this is uncharted territory.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that
she'll never agree to that.
You don't think so?
No, God, no. She absolutely believes that this should be hers and only hers.
Mm.
And then who's going to want to work for her? You literally need to find somebody stupider than she is.
I was just going to say, she
did.
Vice
president.
She signed up to work with Joe. You just need another one of her to sign up and do it.
Maybe, yeah, I guess so.
Maybe Stacey Abrams is free. Stacey Abrams or Karen Shamfier. Those are the options. Joe, go get to your daughter's play. If I had a High School Musical reference to lay here, I would, but I've never seen it. So
I've never seen it either. She's like, oh, I got the role. I'm like, Kelsey or something. I'm like, great. I'm
Hooray.
Like, Travis Kelsey, what is this play? So who knows?
All right. Have a great time. Thanks, Dad. We appreciate it.
Bye,
care.
Mom.
Bye-bye. Fox News contributor Joe Concha, his book out, Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkey, is available this July. So you can go pre-order your copy right now. I pulled it up on Amazon. And Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. I think that that's the name of the game. This Democrat Party is not the party of your uncles and your dads and your grandpas. They dramatically changed, and you can count on Joe Concha to lay it out there for you to understand in a way that will entertain you each and every step of the way. Joe Concha, our friend here on the Annie Fry Show. So great to talk to him. Quick break, Wiggins America, next.
Oh, come on. Why are you so shy? People probably didn't know that wasn't Adele. Hold back or
hide from the light. Get to the point, maybe that's why you left.
Couldn't stay away.
I couldn't fight
talk,
it.
Talk,
I
had talk, hoped you'd see my face.
And that I hope you deliver after all of this waiting.
Oh, just wait.
It is no breakdown. Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
I got a problem. Annie's recording this, and when she does that, she posts the raw video without the background vocals of Adele. And the problem with that is that it
Wiggins.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, just stop.
I should have known that was coming. You know, too, that I close my eyes every time I do that. I don't know you're doing it because I get so into it. No.
Why'd you quit? You were doing so well.
Because I looked
algorithm.
Over and saw it.
For the algorithm.
Oh, man. You know what? Katie Wiggins is going to hear about this. And she's going to go, man, New Orleans 2011.
It. I won't post it without your permission.
Yeah, don't. You don't have my permission.
Can I have your permission?
No. I know you're going to
let me make
pressure.
It worth your time. Yeah. What do you want? I got oatmeal cream pies.
Okay. I'll take them. Deal.
All right, Wiggins America.
Wiggins America, I've got a bunch of situations for you, situational awareness. Where are you going? Are you just leaving? Oh, you're going to give it to me right now because you want to post it right now? I take back my offer.
it's too late now, right?
I got situational. This is the thing. When you're on the radio and somebody goes, this is what we're going to do, it's really hard to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say yes, but at least I got something out of it.
Hey, dude, you kill it every time you do that. I mean, for the lulls, not kill it for the singing,
it's
but
double-decker.
It's really just two. If you took out the middle and added more cream, or you added more cream in the middle, then it would be a double-decker.
No, it's a double-decker. What you've heard is a cheap fake. Go on.
They're getting so little.
Can I post it?
I'll think about it.
Oh.
It depends on how you answer these questions. You gave me my end of the deal, so probably.
I know, because I am acting in good faith, obviously.
Home insurance quotes are now sky high, if you haven't noticed. Especially in...
Wow, that's so off trend.
Especially, yeah. In California, where I think I reported on this a couple months ago, that there are certain entire companies who do home insurance who just are issuing no new clients.
No policies.
No new policies in California because the insurance is getting ridiculous. The house values go sky high. So, of course, the insurance goes up. The question is, would you ever go without insurance? Because it has more than doubled. The number of Americans going without home insurance has more than doubled since 2019.
No, I wouldn't go without insurance.
I don't think I would either. But, man, if it got like crazy where your house
was
$1 million.
And I had nobody but me relying on me, I think I'd still have insurance. But that's the only circumstance where I could think that I'd
take that risk if I was struggling financially and no one was counting on me. Otherwise, you have to have it.
Not health insurance and not life insurance, just home insurance.
Yes.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
What happens if something bad happens and you don't have the ability to replace your home?
You sleep in a tent for a while out here on
Tucker. I've already told my kids that we're probably going to do that because our home value is so far up right now. And you lose a lot of that if you reinvest it into the next house. Just not have a house.
Yeah. If any politicians are listening, by the way, we would really, really appreciate if you would not raise our property taxes across the board. No matter where you are, Illinois, Missouri, doesn't matter. Everybody's looking at you and saying,
especially
please.
Considering the way we started this segment, now is a great time to tell you that Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg is going to be with us at 125, and he retweeted our live, so he got to hear about it.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? He probably did it right when I did that, too. Oh, no. I'm looking at the schedule.
Joe Concha sitting in his daughter's play, like just secretly watching the Annie Fry show, and that came on.
Well, that's fine, because if there's talent scouts there, they probably were like, what was that? What's that?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's exactly what happened.
Ooh.
Talent scouts at the 9-year-old's High School Musical play.
It starts young. In we were Jersey. Just talking about it yesterday. My kid's going to play professional ball.
Yeah, look how far you made it.
Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. I apologize. I won't be in here for that segment. So it'll be you and Annie.
I'll be in my office crying under my desk.
It'll be you and Annie.
If he comes on here after we're having this conversation about him and references it, I am going to be incapable of finishing the show.
Oh my gosh. Sir, please reference that if you were listening at the very end. Otherwise, you're not going to have an interview.
Here's just say smart things. I'll be on the floor laughing until I die.
Here's the next one. I've been wanting to get a real question here. So this is a situation that was posted on, you know, probably socials, but ultimately picked up by the New York Post. A plane passenger was called incredibly rude after refusing to move seats for a woman who was desperate to get away from a crying baby. Here's the situation, though.
You cannot move a seat and get away from a crying baby?
Yeah, like the cry just stops, like the smoking section at a restaurant.
Yeah. Hey, you sit on this other side of this booth partition.
Always loved that.
Feels good.
Oh, great. That guy's got a cigar, but he's on that side of the wall. 34-year-old man was traveling with his wife, who is 36, from Dublin to Washington, D.C., so long flight, and they were initially assigned a window in a middle seat in economy. However, nobody showed up in the rest of the aisle, so he moved over to the aisle seat so they had one between them. He had a little bit more space. For the first 4.5 hours of the flight, the man claimed nothing eventful happened. Then a random woman who was, I guess, in a different part of the plane, said a baby was getting on her nerves. She comes and sits directly between them.
What do we know if the ticket was what flight they were on? Did they buy the specific seat?
Well, he was not sitting in his seat.
Was it his seat? If you're on Southwest, you get your butt in a seat. You don't get a specific seat.
Well, it was international, so I don't think it would have been Southwest. I'm assuming they had assigned seating. So he's not sitting in his assigned seat. She sits between the couple, the man and the wife. Now, he doesn't move because he's like, well, I got an aisle seat. And so the uproar was he should have moved to be next to his wife, given this random person the aisle seat.
What did the wife want him to do?
It didn't say, but it just said that people were mad because he didn't treat his wife right.
That sounds about like today. People being mad about stuff that doesn't matter and doesn't affect them.
Well, put yourself in the situation. What would you do if you're the guy and your husband's sitting on the window seat?
If I'm the guy and my husband is sitting on the window seat?
Let me reword that.
This is 2024, Annie.
You're just asking a lot of me, so I got to really make sure I give you the right answer.
So you're the guy, your wife is sitting in the window seat, somebody sits right between you.
I would just ask my wife what she would like me to do or if she cares.
I think I would automatically move. I would definitely, I can't imagine sitting separate from the person that,
how
even if it wasn't
the
my
flight
wife.
Is left. Do I have a reason why I need to sit on the aisle? I don't know. There's a million reasons. Right. I don't care what people, I'm not saying this about your story in particular, but just culturally, we just write stories that are generally made up about things that happen on airplanes so we have something to talk about. Maybe
it's
we
true.
Should start talking about the end of democracy.
Maybe, but here's the thing. Every time I'm on a flight, I think about all these situations.
It's because you're bored. It's because you're raw dogging.
Ooh, what is that? I saw that pop up. What is that?
I was hoping you had no idea.
I don't. What is it?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, good. Okay.
145.
145. Okay. That's right after Lieutenant General Keith
Kellogg. See if you can raw dog till 145.
Well, I'm not even going to be in here. I'm leaving, and I might not come back.
I know.
All right. Real quick, new Illinois law targets influencer parents who feature kids in online videos. Apparently now the law in Illinois is that if you have a minor in your videos, you have to hold money back that you make from those videos.
In a trust.
In a trust until they're 18 years old.
Yeah.
And that's Illinois lead the nation there. I'm glad they're protecting minors.
Except for the unborn babies, which they advocate killing.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. This law
Hey.
No.
Sing. That's why the people are here. That's why they were here. I'm going to move it to 205. We're going to talk about manliness and masculinity Yay. In the 2 o'clock hour. Droy Murdoch next.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny Fry Show. So great to talk to him. Quick break. Wiggins America next.
Oh, come on. Why are you so come on, Adele. People probably didn't know that wasn't Adele. Hold back.
I hope you deliver after all of this waiting.
Oh, just wait.
It isn't over.
Breakdown.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Don't forget me. I think I remember you said sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
I got a problem. Annie's recording this, and when she does that, she posts the raw video without the background vocals of Adele. And the problem with that is that it Wiggins. Sounds terrible. Oh, just stop. I should have known that was coming. You know, too, that I close my eyes every time I do that. I don't know you're doing it because I get so into it. No.
Why'd you quit? You were doing so well
because I looked
algorithm.
Over and saw it
for the algorithm.
Oh man, you know what? Katie Wiggins is going to hear about this, and she's going to go, "Man, New Orleans 2011."
I won't post it without your permission.
Yeah, don't. You don't have my permission.
Can I have your permission?
No. I know you're going to
let me make
pressure.
It worth your time. Yeah. What do you want? I got oatmeal cream pies.
Okay, I'll take them. Deal.
All right, Wiggins America.
Wiggins America, I've got a bunch of situations for you, situational awareness. Where are you going? Are you just leaving? Oh, you're going to give it to me right now because you want to post it right now? I take back my offer.
It's too late now, right?
I got situational. This is the thing. When you're on the radio and somebody goes, this is what we're going to do, it's really hard to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say yes, but at least I got something out of it.
Hey, dude, you kill it every time you do that. I mean, for the lulls, not kill it for the singing, but
double decker.
It's really just two. If you took out the middle and added more cream, or added more cream in the middle, then it would be a double decker.
No, it's a double decker. What you've heard is a cheap fake. Go on.
They're getting so little. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Can I post it?
I'll think about it.
Oh.
It depends on how you answer these questions. You gave me my end of the deal, so probably.
I know, because I am acting in good faith, obviously.
Home insurance quotes are now sky high, if you haven't noticed. Especially in...
Wow, that's so off trend.
Especially, yeah. in California, where they, I think I reported on this a couple months ago, that there are certain entire companies who do home insurance who just are issuing no new clients.
No policies.
No new policies in California because the insurance is getting ridiculous. The house values go sky high, so of course the insurance goes up. The question is, would you ever go without insurance? Because it has more than doubled. The number of Americans going without home insurance has more than doubled since 2019.
No, I wouldn't go without insurance.
I don't think I would either, but man, if it got like crazy where your house was $1 million.
And I had nobody but me relying on me, I think I'd still have insurance. But that's the only circumstance where I could think that I'd take that risk. If I was struggling financially and no one was counting on me. Otherwise, you have to have it.
Not health insurance and not life insurance, just home insurance.
Yes.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
What happens if something bad happens and you don't have the ability to replace your home?
You sleep in a tent for a while out here on Tucker.
I've already told my kids that we're probably going to do that because our home value is so far up right now. And you lose a lot of that if you reinvest it into the next house. Just not have a house.
Yeah. If any politicians are listening, by the way, we would really, really appreciate if you would not raise our property taxes across the board. No matter where you are, Illinois, Missouri, doesn't matter. Everybody's looking at you and saying,
especially
please.
Considering the way we started this segment, now is a great time to tell you that Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg is going to be with us at 125, and he retweeted our live, so he got to hear about it.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? He probably did it right when I did that, too. Oh, no. I'm looking at the schedule.
Joe Concha sitting in his daughter's play, like just secretly watching the Annie Fry show, and that came on.
Well, that's fine, because if there's talent scouts there, they probably are like, what was that? What's that?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's exactly what happened.
Ooh.
Talent scouts at the 9-year-old's High School Musical play.
It starts young. In we were Jersey. Just talking about it yesterday. My kid's going to play professional ball.
Yeah, look how far you made it.
Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. I apologize. I won't be in here for that segment. So it'll be you and Annie.
In my office crying under my desk.
It'll be you and Annie.
If he comes on here after we're having this conversation about him and references it, I am going to be incapable of finishing the show.
Oh my gosh. Sir, please reference that if you were listening at the very end. Otherwise, you're not going to have an interview.
Just say smart things. I'll be on the floor laughing until I die.
Here's the next one. I've been wanting to get a real question here. So this is a situation that was posted on, probably socials, but ultimately picked up by the New York Post. A plane passenger was called incredibly rude after refusing to move seats for a woman who was desperate to get away from a crying baby. Here's the situation, though.
You cannot move a seat and get away from a crying baby?
Yeah, like the cry just stops, like the smoking section at a restaurant.
Yeah. Here, you sit on this other side of this booth partition.
I always loved that.
Feels good.
Oh, great. That guy's got a cigar, but he's on that side of the wall. 34-year-old man was traveling with his wife, who's 36, from Dublin to Washington, D.C., so long flight, and they were initially assigned a window in a middle seat in economy. However, nobody showed up in the rest of the aisle, so he moved over to the aisle seat so they had one between them. He had a little bit more space. For the first 4.5 hours of the flight, the man claimed nothing eventful happened. Then a random woman who was, I guess, in a different part of the plane, said a baby was getting on her nerves. She comes and sits directly between them.
What do we know if the ticket was what flight they were on? Did they buy the specific seat?
Well, he was not sitting in his seat.
Was it his seat? If you're on Southwest, you get your butt in a seat. You don't get a specific seat.
Well, it was international, so I don't think it would have been Southwest. I'm assuming they had assigned seating. So he's not sitting in his assigned seat. She sits between the couple, the man and the wife. Now, he doesn't move because he's like, well, I got an aisle seat. And so the uproar was he should have moved to be next to his wife, given this random person the aisle seat.
What did the wife want him to do?
It didn't say, but that, it just said that people were mad because he didn't treat his wife right.
That sounds about like today. People being mad about stuff that doesn't matter and doesn't affect them.
Well, put yourself in the situation. What would you do if you're the guy and your husband's sitting on the window seat?
If I'm the guy and my husband is sitting on the window seat?
Let me reword that.
This is 2024, Annie.
You're just asking a lot of me, so I got to really make sure I give you the right answer.
So you're the guy, your wife is sitting in the window seat, somebody sits right between you.
I would just ask my wife what she would like me to do or if she cares.
I think I would automatically move. I would definitely. I can't imagine sitting separate from the person that, even if it wasn't my wife.
How long the flight is left? Do I have a reason why I need to sit on the aisle? I don't know. There's a million reasons. Right. I don't care what people, I'm not saying this about your story in particular, but just culturally, we just write stories that are generally made up about things that happen on airplanes so we have something to talk about. Maybe
it's
we
true.
Should start talking about the end of democracy.
Maybe, but here's the thing. Every time I'm on a flight, I think about all these situations.
Because you're bored. It's because you're raw dogging.
Ooh, what is that? I saw that pop up. What is that?
I was hoping you had no idea.
I don't. What is it?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, good. Okay.
145.
145. Okay, that's right after Lieutenant General Keith.
We'll see if you can raw dog till 145.
Well, I'm not even going to be in here. I'm leaving, and I might not come back.
I know.
All right. Real quick, new Illinois law targets influencer parents who feature kids in online videos. Apparently now the law in Illinois is that if you have a minor in your videos, you have to hold money back that you make from those videos.
In a trust.
In a trust until they're 18 years old.
Yeah.
And that's Illinois lead the nation there. I'm glad they're protecting minors.
Except for the unborn babies, which they advocate killing.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. But this law very much.
Hey.
No.
Sing. That's why the people are here. That's why they were here. I'm going to move it to 205. We're going to talk about manliness and masculinity in the 2 o'clock hour. Dory Murdoch next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.